Mandy in Alabama finds the Money Pit on WRJM, and you've got a shower question. What's going on?
Yes. My husband and I remodeled a bathroom ourselves, and we installed a new shower and fixtures and everything. And when you turn the bathtub portion on, the shower part drips, even, you know, without turning it on for just the shower. If you get it beyond a certain pressure point, you know, like if you turn it on strong, it drips, and it's very annoying. When you're trying to bathe your children, you get a shower at the same time.
Sounds like a valve problem.
Yeah, it sounds like the diverter has gone bad on that shower. It's basically a valve that controls the flow between the faucet and the shower head, and that valve is leaking on you, and you need a new diverter.
Okay, because this was a brand new set, you know, we bought it ourselves. And
well, then I would go out and take it back to the store if it's not working. It sounds to me like it's not. It's the diverter's not working properly. Definitely should not be allowing water to pass up to the shower head.
Okay, so check the diverter. And my husband wanted me to ask another very quick plumbing question.
Okay, sure.
Our 2-year-old at some point stuffed something down the toilet. Same bathroom. And we've tried, you know, every time we use the bathroom in any capacity, we have to plunge it. And it's very slow to drain. And he was wanting to know, does this sound like something that is like a do-it-yourself thing, or should we try to get somebody professional in? Are we probably going to have to take the toilet completely off?
Well, Mandy, you know, being a home improvement expert, I feel your pain, because one time I had a toilet backup in my house before, I think it was before my daughter's christening. So the next morning, before we go to church, I go outside because I am a home improvement expert, that the cause was the clogged waste pipe that was going out to the street. I had a big willow tree, and I was absolutely convinced that that was the problem with the toilet. So I dug a big hole in the yard before church that morning, and I found the pipe, and I broke the pipe open, and I snaked it one way, and I staked it the other way, and that didn't do it. So finally, out of total frustration, with hours to go before the service and the big party when everybody's coming over, I finally figured I had to access this thing from the toilet itself. So I pulled the toilet out, and I snaked it down from the top. And guess what? I couldn't find anything. But as I went to put the toilet back on, I noticed something blue in the bottom of the toilet.
Oh, God. What was it?
It was a toy phone. It is a toy phone that my son had stuffed into the toilet.
Oh.
And so that's how much I know.
Well, he was going to just take the toilet off.
Turn the valve off. Take the toilet off. Turn it on its side. Carefully drain the water out. And, you know, look from the bottom. Look for the top. If it's obstructed, you're going to find it.
Oh,
it's not
gosh.
That hard to do. And then put a new wax seal on.
That's the whole reason we remodel, and we've got 2 bathrooms now. But we're basically down to using just one when we have company. It's really embarrassing. Okay. Well, great. So check the diverter on the shower, and then just look for objects, which we know are in there.
That's right. Just remember, there's nothing supposed to be blue inside of a toilet, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mandy. Thanks for calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.